The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
This is Healthy Living. I'm Ira Melman. In late March, COVID-19 survivor Deanna Berendt found a grassroots movement called Survivor Corps with a two-part mission. First, it would mobilize COVID-19 survivors to donate their antibody-rich plasma to those who were infected. And second, Survivor Corps volunteers would participate in scientific research to better understand and develop treatments. 5 months and millions of infections later, doctors now deal with the debilitating long-term symptoms the novel coronavirus can cause in those who are no longer contagious. VOA's Adam Phillips asked Berendt for an update, both on the lessons learned and the gaps that remain.
We have learned so much since last we spoke. When we spoke last, we thought it was a respiratory disease. We now understand it's a clotting disease, which is why it's affecting the brain and the heart and the kidneys and all of the other organs. And we thought that it only affected the elderly and the immunocompromised, but we are all extremely vulnerable to this disease. There's nobody who is safe from it. And we now know it's airborne. That changes things dramatically.
What else have you learned?
That COVID is having a long-term impact on people's bodies and on children's bodies as well. However, the vast majority of people who are infected with COVID, and we are now at over 5 million infections in the United States, are being actively told to not seek any medical help whatsoever unless they cannot breathe, in which case they are to go to the emergency room. We're talking about the people who recovered at home, like me, never saw their doctor. So the vast majority of people infected with COVID are not being tracked by the medical community. The scary thing is the people who are suffering the most are the ones who are in their 20s and 30s, who had no underlying conditions, were never hospitalized, and now 5 months in post-COVID, they cannot climb a flight of stairs. And we are also actually launching Recovery Corps, which will be a longitudinal study done in coordination with Columbia University. It will track COVID patients over years, tracking their antibody levels and tracking them symptomatically to see how their symptoms evolve and hopefully resolve over time. But unfortunately, we are going to need to have post-COVID care centers throughout the country.
Deanna Berendt is the founder of Survivor Corps, connecting COVID-19 survivors with the medical, scientific, and research communities. You've been listening to Healthy Living. I'm Ira Melman. Please make certain you check out what's happening in our ever-changing world by going online to voanews.com along with all of our digital platforms.
That was a program from the Voice of America.